Sharp 600 brought to you by Covers.com. I'm Rob Cressy, and I'm super excited to be jamming with you. Today's episode is also brought to you by Bet America. Right now, they're running a promotion where they're offering new players a risk-free bet up to $1,000. All you've got to do is register for a Bet America account and opt into the promotion. From there, place a bet, and the first settled bet loses, Bet America will reward players bonus funds in the amount of the losing bet up to $1,000. Eligibility and restrictions apply. See the website for details. And joining me on today's show to get you ready for the college football playoff games is Brian Edwards. But first, we rode together this year through the entire college football regular season, as well as 16 weeks of the NFL season. And it was an absolute blast. And I am so thankful for you for giving me the opportunity to be part of your sports betting journey. But here's the thing. It wasn't always puppy dogs and rainbows. Each week I mentioned that it would really help if you give us a rating and review on iTunes. That way it can help others discover the podcast. Let me read you some of the reviews from early in the weeks when we just started the show with me as the host. We got a one-star review. Bring back the old host. This guy isn't as good. Sorry. But the last guy had a better show in picks. Sorry. Great 2 years, but unsubscribing. No! We had another one-star review. It's amazing how awful this show is now. My Lord, are you trying to make me hit unsubscribe? No! And here's another one-star review. Rob is bad. Bring back Joe.
Boo this man! No!
On top of that, I would receive tweets saying, I hate your voice and you suck.
Plaque for the alternates is down in the ladies' room.
It's never enjoyable to receive negativity like that, but I chalked it up to the game. I knew the good vibes that I was putting out, plus the vision that I had in my mind for what the Sharp 600 community could be. I knew that if I showed up every episode and came prepared so that I could make you a smarter, better, and I brought the energy, and I had on good guests, and I had a fun time along the way, that it would work itself out. And that's where I want to give you credit. I'm very open on Twitter and love jamming with you about what's going on in your sports betting life. I started getting tweets about the action that you had, whether it was a Big Mick bet of the week, a backdoor cover, or a bad beat. We experienced the season together. And that's when the tide started to turn. Let me read you some of the recent five-star reviews. We got Jaywalks 81, sharp tips and to the point, 5 stars. If you're like most and lead a busy lifestyle, but like to get clued in on the lines, this podcast is for you. Rob and his guests provide valuable insights into the mind of the sharp bettors without coming off as pretentious. Subscribe already. Woo! We got 5 stars from Papa Sui, Enlightening Gamblers Weekly. I was hesitant at first, but gave it a chance for a few weeks, and now I love it. Rob drops great gambling knowledge, not just winners and losers. He gives good insight into his thought process on his picks. He keeps it transparent, owns up to his losses, and not so great takes when they happen.
The whistles go woo!
We've got one more. 5 stars, nice and simple. Just says, great guy from Max Kill. I get the sense that Rob is looking out for his listeners' best interests. He makes my gambling more informed and fun.
And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
For this feedback, I am so grateful for you. So thank you for listening to the Sharp 600 and being part of our community. I look forward to continuing to jam with you.
Send it in, Jerome!
And one last thing. I want to give a shout out to Red Pilled Kanye on Twitter, who is part of our community and went 12-0 with his bets this week. He also hit a big money line parlay of the Cardinals and Raiders. A $25 bet paid out $356. That's what's up. Before we get to the games, from our friends at Covers Experts, here's an exclusive offer for the Sharp 600 listeners only. Get 25% off any Covers Experts product when you use promo code SHARP25. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Save a little money and follow the pros all the way to the bank. Again, that's Sharp 25 for 25% off any product.
All the band is out on the field.
Touchdown! Caught by Westbrook.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
And joining me to help you be a more informed better on the college football playoff is Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com, senior handicapper. You can follow him on Twitter at VegasBEdwards. Brian, great to have you on the show.
Rob, thanks for having me. What's going on, man? Happy or Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Yes, indeed. So I am super happy right now because we have some incredible college football playoff games on the horizon. And let's start with what many think is the national title game. Clemson laying 2, taking on Ohio State over under 63. And here's some stats to frame this. Dabo Swinney, 9-1 against the spread in bowl games the last 10, 6-1 against the spread in the playoffs. Clemson has also covered 7 in a row this year. Ohio State, on the flip side, just 1-3 the last 4. And the biggest thing that you're hearing about Clemson is, oh, they haven't played anyone. But on my end, that is of no concern because I believe that Clemson has taken Alabama as the number one spot for the number one program in all of college. So what do you think about this game?
I love Clemson in this game. Now, look, obviously Ohio State has had an outstanding season. They've rolled through their competition and looked terrific. However, I give the quarterback and head coaching advantages to Clemson. And, I mean, I think Justin Fields is going to be fine, but, you know, there is that debate of is he quite 100%. But, to me, Trevor Lawrence is the better quarterback anyway. And, you know, Clemson, again, as you pointed out, the schedule hadn't been that great. Now, I mean, it's not their fault that the ACC has been so awful. I mean, they do play 2 SEC teams. In A&M and South Carolina. But since that North Carolina close call, they've just obliterated everybody, won by 31 points or more. I got Clemson at minus 120 pick'em the Sunday night the lines came out. But anything at minus 3 or fewer, I think you're good. Dabo has been there, done that, won these national titles. And I think they're kind of playing up this, disrespect game, or Dabo's playing it up. There's no disrespect for Clemson in my mind. They're number one in the nation, total defense, pass defense, and scoring D, and I love Clemson in this matchup.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm also on Clemson minus 2 because Clemson is my pick to win the national title, so I'm going to like them here, even though, of course, Ohio State is a very good opponent for them. So moving on to the other game, we've got LSU laying 13.5, taking on Oklahoma over under 76. And I think the biggest thing of this game is it's hard to fade LSU right now, or at least the perception of it is, because they've been so good. They've been so dominant. But here's some things. Oklahoma, an underdog for the first time this season. And remember, Oklahoma was a 15-point underdog to Alabama last year in the playoff, and they covered. Both teams averaging over 40 points per game. Oklahoma is 3-1 as an underdog under Lincoln Riley, but Oklahoma just 3-7 against the spread their last 10. So what are your thoughts on this game? Because for me, 13.5 is a gigantic number.
It certainly is, but I think the fact that Oklahoma's got 3 players suspended, most importantly, Ronnie Perkins, their best pass rusher, and then Ramondre Stevenson, their backup running back, he is also out. And now we find out here in the last couple of days that DeLaron Turner-Yell, their starting safety, Lincoln Riley confirmed the injury to his collarbone yesterday, and he said, as of right now, we don't expect him to play, although he did add in, we'll see how the week goes. But they're going to be without him. He had 75 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, 3 passes broken up, 1 forced fumble. So Oklahoma's going to be without 2 of their best defensive players. I think they were in trouble with the matchup of LSU's offense against Oklahoma's defense regardless. Now, minus 13.5, the back door could be wide open for Jalen Hurts. I think the better way to bet this game, and don't get me wrong, I still do like LSU if I have to pick the side, but I think the matchup of LSU's offense against Oklahoma's defense is a mismatch, especially with these injuries. And obviously Clyde Edwards-Helaire is iffy too, but really to me it's about Joe Burrow, the O-line, and the passing game. I've seen a first half line -7.5. Wish it was 7, but I still like it at 7.5. Now the first quarter line is not out yet, but it will be. I'll like LSU there. And then if you want to get aggressive, even a team total for LSU or the first half over, I think it's a good look. And maybe better than the -13, 13.5, because Jalen Hurts and that back door could be wide open. So, but yeah, LSU first half, first quarter, and a team total first half over, I'll be very interested in. I hope that makes sense. I'm sorry, the first quarter and the team total lines aren't out yet, but I think you get my drift with what I'm thinking.
It makes complete sense, and I love the way that you're chopping this up, because the biggest challenge in this, an over-under of a 76. So when you look at the most public bettors, we're like, oh, let's go for the over, and you're like, whoa, that's a lot. And the 13.5, it's, man, I don't exactly feel comfortable. So I like the way that you're chopping this up differently, because I believe – that's how bettors can be smarter about games like this. Hey, you like one side? Let's sort of limit our exposure by sort of making this a little bit more palatable for ourselves. So moving on to some of the other games right here. Let's go with another game with a high spread. Florida -14.5, taking on Virginia. Over under in this game, 54. And this is only one of 6 bowl games with a double-digit spread. So looking at this, Florida's only got 2 losses on the season. We got LSU and Georgia. Virginia, on the other hand, they're coming off a blowout loss to Clemson. Florida has covered 7 of the last 8. Virginia just 4-4. And I think the biggest challenge in this game is the line once again. You're looking at 14.5. You've got that hook right there. I don't exactly feel comfortable laying that many points, but what are your thoughts on this game?
Well, I got Florida when it was 13.5, so I'm below that key number. Now, I definitely think if you're taking Florida, you know, some people don't like to buy half points. I think you got to buy a half point to a key number. So if that's an option, you know, getting Florida at -14, I like that. The Gators have been double-digit favorites 5 times this year. They're 5-0 against the spread in those games. And since Mullen took over, they're 8-1 against the spread in 9 games. As a double-digit favorite, the location advantage is Gators down in South Florida, a huge alumni base for the Gators. I've been to a couple of Orange Bowls with Florida playing, and, you know, they'll have a decided home field advantage. And, you know, Virginia was either the 2nd or 3rd best team in the ACC, but that's not saying a whole lot. You mentioned Florida's losses, no shame. Georgia and LSU, very close games. And I think the Gators want to, you know, and by the way, they're not going to have C.J. Henderson, but they will have Jonathan Greenard. And I think this is Florida all the way. And I also like the over, not quite as much. The over is cashed in 5 straight for Virginia. They give up 62 to Clemson. You know, Florida's offense with Kyle Trask has been really good. And Bryce Perkins is going to make plays. And he has the mobility to get away from Florida's pass rush. And again, Florida without C.J. Henderson won't be quite as stifling with their DBs. So I think over and Florida, but I like over. I'm sorry, I like Florida a little bit better as long as you can buy that half point and get it at 14.
No action for me yet on the game, but I like your thought process on this. So moving on, keeping it with one of Florida's opponents, we got Florida State taking on Arizona State. The Fighting Herm Edwards is Arizona State laying 4.5 over under on this game, 54. And this game's kind of weird because neither team was very good against the spread this season, both 4-7-1. Arizona State, 0-6 is a favorite this year. Woof. Plus, we look on the Florida State side of things, they've got coaching turmoil. They got rid of their coach. You've got an interim coach right there. So there's a lot of flux going on. The positive is Arizona State finished the year strong, winning 2, including beating Oregon. For me, I got Arizona State -4 because I'm putting faith in Herm Edwards. I know my logic may be a little bit square, but nonetheless, I had a – over on the Florida State season win total ticket this year, which obviously lost. So I was following them all year, and it was just disruption, disruption, disruption. I have no faith in Florida State. So for me, give me Arizona State minus -4.
Rob, I agree completely. FSU is, you know, like you said, the coaching turmoil and, like, you know, even their assistants that are not being retained by Norvell. Like, Kendall Briles has been out shopping for a job. He got the OC job at Arkansas. I mean, you know, where's his focus and preparation here? You know, a lot of the assistants have been looking for other jobs. I mean, obviously, Odell Hagans is being retained by Norvell. But, yeah, you mentioned the big win for Arizona State against Oregon. And, you know, we've got a major quarterback advantage here. Freshman Jaden Daniels threw for 2,748 yards, a stellar 17-2 TDINT ratio. He can move to 319 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns. Now, it's a wash with Eno Benjamin out and Cam Akers out. And FSU's number 2 running back is out as well. So, but now Arizona State is going to be missing their first team all Pac-12 wide receiver in Brandon Ayukal. I hope I'm getting the pronunciation. But anyway, at 65 receptions, 1,192 yards, and 8 touchdowns. So they'll be without him. But I think QB advantage and motivation advantage for ASU with Herm, you know, Herm, a great motivator. And then just the FSU coaching transition. I got to go with ASU.
And speaking of Herm, let's move on to Texas taking on Utah. Utah laying 7, over under 54.5. And the Herm I'm talking about is Tom Herman. And for me, this is a simple thing. Even though I liked Utah and I was on Utah all year, the one of the narratives that was very present was Tom Herman as an underdog. Well, this year the narrative didn't work out as well as it usually does. They were just 2-3 as a dog this year. However, Tom Herman at Texas, 3-0 straight up and against the spread in bowl games with 3 upset wins. On the flip side, though, Kyle Whittingham at Utah, 11-2 bowl game record, and that is impressive, 9-4 against the spread. So you have to think about Utah. They had aspirations of, man, are we going to be in the college football playoff? That didn't happen. They lose to Oregon. And what is their mindset like right now? On Texas, they're playing more of a regional game, so they should have a home field advantage. Utah 8-1 against the spread their last 9, but the last one being Oregon. What are your thoughts about this? Because I'm on Texas plus 7 out of principle for Tom Herman as an underdog.
Yeah, and, you know, although their underdog stats were not great this year, but still overall as a head coach, they're pretty doggone good. 16-4 against the spread with 10 outright wins as an underdog. Now, the bright side for Utah, Zach Moss is going to play. You know, so many running backs, you know, we're talking about Eno Benjamin and Cam Akers. Zach Moss is going to play. He wants to have a big performance and up his draft stock. And look, Tyler Huntley had a really good year. Now, I'm not saying Utah's got the QB advantage. I probably favor Ellinger. But, man, Texas has been so gutted by injuries all year. And the fact that they're going through coordinator changes right now. I will add that Utah, although Zach Moss is playing, one of their best DBs, Julian Blackman, is not going to play. 60 tackles, 4 picks, and 1 pick 6. He is going to sit out, stay healthy for the draft. So that's one personnel factor. Right now, I'm not feeling this game, man. Rob, I think I'm on the sidelines for now, unless it's a line move or some personnel development. I mean, I'm not a big teaser guy, but maybe if you're looking at a teaser somewhere, I think kind of Alabama and Auburn are good tease teams out there. Maybe Utah would be a decent tease team. But, you know, you also noted their motivation. They were thinking playoff, and now they're just in a bowl game playing Texas in a down year. So a lot of variables here, and right now it's a pass.
The great thing that I love about sports betting is sometimes I can try and think like I'm a sharp, but sometimes I can bet like a square with my heart. And I don't always need all of the logic in the world. Sure. For me, Tom Herman, underdog Utah motivation. I'll do it. And if it doesn't win, oh well, because it's only one unit of my bet. I'm going to have a good time no matter what watching the bowl game. So to recap our picks, for me, I'm on Texas +7. And oh, by the way, I do like that it's on a key number. Arizona State -4 and Clemson -2. Brian, recap your picks for us.
All right, let me just, for money management purposes, Clemson's my biggest, okay? Let's swim with the Clemson Tigers, but I'm also on the Gators as long as you can buy that half point and have it at 14 or fewer. For less, I like over 54 on Virginia and UF, and then I'm going to go with ASU -4, not a big play, and a pass on Utah. But let me throw in there now, I know we didn't talk in depth about it, but I'm a big fan of Auburn 7 against Minnesota too. A big fan of that one as well. And then also LSU, first half, first quarter, a little worried about in the second half whether they, you know, Jalen gets a backdoor and they kind of start, you know, take their foot off the accelerator, if you will. But with the Oklahoma defensive injuries, the matchup of LSU's offense on Oklahoma's defense, however you can bet that in the first half, whether it be in a team total over LSU or LSU first quarter, first half, I think are ways to go.
Brian, I really enjoyed your breakdown. Where can everybody connect with you?
You can find my picks at VegasInsider.com. My Twitter handle is at VegasBEdwards. And I also do work with MajorWager.com as well. So you can check out all my bylines there.
And I want to hear from you. What is on your pre-New Year's college football card? Who is your pick right now to win the national championship? You can hit me up on Twitter, at Rob Cressy, and make sure to use hashtag Sharp600 and be part of our community. And also make sure to tag at Covers. And it is the season of giving, and I would appreciate so much if you give us a rating and review on iTunes and let others know what you think about this podcast, because it really helps with discovery. Also, make sure to check in to Bet America for the $1,000 risk-free bets. And remember, if you want to be a sharp, don't be a square with your bankroll. Be disciplined with your money management. What's wrong with it? The book of Delic Devil hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, your pen. I get action. So everybody jump with your rump. If you like the way the sound pump, pump it in your back trunk. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot. Some say I got more juice than Tupac.